The next round of primaries is on Tuesday, and it will include the state of Virginia. The candidates see that state as a chance to show they can win in the South, as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Founded in the 1600s, Alexandria is now a mix of historic district, comfy neighborhood, and modern suburb, all just across the river from Washington, D.C. Mount Vernon Avenue here is lined with coffee bars, boutiques, and ethnic restaurants, and a little shop called Hydrant, an all-natural dog biscuit bakery, or Barkery, as owner Rodney Salinas calls it. Right now, Salinas is selling squeaky toys for the election, elephants and donkeys.
We're keeping track of how many donkeys and how many elephants are sold. These are the elephants right here, and then the squeaky donkey at the same time. So people can choose whichever one they think their dog will like the most, and then we just keep a tally right here, and we'll keep the tally through November 2nd when Election Day happens.
Salinas is unabashedly rooting for the donkeys, though he hasn't decided yet which Democrat he'll vote for on Tuesday. Outside, walking toward the shop, is Louis Finkel and his boxer, Roxy. Finkel hasn't chosen either, but says someone other than President Bush has got to take charge of the economy.
Deficit keeps getting steeper, debt keeps going up, the U.S. dollar is getting pummeled in international markets because of it. Unless the deficit goes down, the dollar's going to keep getting worse, economy's not going to get stronger.
As Louis passes, Penny Doyle goes the other way, pushing her daughter in a stroller. Doyle is certain of her top issue in this election.
I think right now the thing I care about most is sort of repairing our image to the rest of the world. I think that Bush has damaged our reputation, and it's shameful.
This quaint street is typical of Northern Virginia, where affluent voters tend to identify more abstract and global issues as the keys to their votes. But a drive down Interstate 95 takes you into a different Virginia, to historic Richmond and the aging city of Petersburg, sites of Civil War monuments that symbolize a past never distant in memory. Here, too, is the Appomattox River and its Pocahontas Island, home to one of the oldest black communities in America. It's called Pocahontas Island after the famed Indian guide, whose grandson renamed it in 1752. Long before emancipation, this island was a haven for free blacks who remained in the South, and to this day, the population of Pocahontas is all African American. Leander Jones and all of his family live here, in a cluster of humble houses, now sagging a little. Jones says he can't figure out why President Bush's focus is on Iraq when it should be on communities at home.
To me, it's not right. And they're still sending our boys' homes in bags.
Oh.
And it just ain't right.
Do you have your eye on any candidate in particular?
Dean don't impress me at all. To me, he's a redneck. The only only presidential person that I see out there is Kerry.
Oh, amen. Amen.
You know, be real.
Amen.
Maxine Morgan is outside visiting with Jones and others on the block, and most say they plan to vote for the Massachusetts senator on Tuesday. No one mentions New York's Reverend Al Sharpton, the only black candidate.
Oh, I love Kerry. He seemed down-to-earth, genuine. Yeah, I can see through George Bush. He's not what he say he is.
Down the block, cleaning out his old station wagon, is a man who residents call the unofficial mayor of Pocahontas Island. Richard Stewart says people here worry for their jobs and especially their medical care. So he says this election will hit home.
The most important issue in this election is health care for the less fortunate. I'm concerned about who's going to bring some Medicare, hospitalization, stuff like that for everybody because it's skyrocketed out. It's out of sight. A lot of people are walking right here now with no hospitalization or other thing.
The down-to-earth challenges of life on this island contrast with the concerns of places like Alexandria and pose a challenge for the Democratic candidates. They must appeal to all kinds of Democrats in a state that one resident described as bipolar. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Richmond, Virginia.